"Our positioning is on target, Envoy Cauchy," said Kubitschek. "TAC units 2 and 3 will now deploy and secure the area around the entrance." The Vox Humana troopers were armed with compact beam carbines, whose scope lenses were oddly similar to the impenetrably dark goggles they all wore. 10 of them exited the compartment, split into 2 teams, set up a perimeter, and secured the approaches. By then, Cauchy had emerged and saw that the Marauder had put down between the hillocks he remembered from his first visit. And there, just visible in the dimming light, was the rocky mountain track that led up to the entrance.
"Envoy," said Kotev, the comm officer assigned to assist him, "our systems are up and the comnets are active. We are ready."
Cauchy took one last look at Kubitschek leading his men up the track, then went back into the shadowy interior. The rear hatch thud-clunked shut as he sat before the main displays and fitted his mouth and earpieces. He had practiced with this setup several times during the journey, and now it was time for the real event. The helmet of every Vox Humana trooper had an audio-vis attachment, and the feeds from 14 pickups were now spread out across the array of monitors. Kotev swiftly tiled them into just a couple of screens, while Cauchy focused on the view from Captain Kubitschek's helmet cam. At the top of the mountain track, they were met by the tall, brawny figure of Kobakri himself in his guise as the colonist Wu Song. Kubitschek was carrying a data tablet that allowed Cauchy and Kobakri to converse face to face.
"Ah, so you did return, my friend, and with impressive companions."
"I would not be here without the help of the Vox Humana," Cauchy said, grinning with relief. "Is there fighting going on inside?"
"There is," Kobakri said. "Your arrival is most opportune. Shibei district is in the hands of the Vazlar gangsters, and their Henkaian thugs are trying to break through to Yao Tai."
"If this is the first stage in erasing evidence," Cauchy said, "then we got here just in time."
"Just so."
Kobakri glanced up the mountain slope and down to the dusty plains.
"We should continue this indoors, for the sake of caution."
Once inside, past a narrow tunnel and a heavy security door, Kubitschek and Kobakri sat around a table with the data tablet propped beside them. The captain and Kobakri discussed the locations of the main groups of the Vazlar, while one of the Pyreans brought out maps of the colony districts. These were image-captured by Cauchy's displays, then quickly passed through a graphica system that created an amalgamated schematic suitable for field use. By now, more troopers had arrived by Marauder, and Kubitschek decided that he had sufficient strength to move against the gangsters. The Sunai Monoclan might be the supreme industrial power on Pyre, yet they were happy to allow a criminal faction like the Vazlar to move in and run various kinds of vile activity. On his last visit, Cauchy had heard of their ruthless cruelties and brutish greed. Now, however, faced with well-armed and trained soldiers, they put up a poor fight. There was still a hardcore, the Kiskashin leaders, who barricaded themselves into a warehouse, then ranted and raved over a comlink about the vengeance that the Vox Humana would bring down upon themselves.